Hey there. I see you're fully awake. Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you. You're still badly injured. If you try to jump out of bed like that again, you could undo all the work I did trying to put you back together. Let me check your bandages. I want to make sure you're not bleeding again. What did I just tell you? Now, come on. Knock it off or you're really gonna kill yourself. I bandaged you up while you were out and was able to stop the bleeding. But if you re-aggravate your wounds, well, you've already lost so much blood. I don't think you'd survive losing anymore. No, you didn't hurt yourself further. It will be time to replace the bandages in about an hour. But for now, you're still okay. It's not there. You're going for your gun, right? I see you reaching for it. The muggers took it along with everything else of value. Yes, I know who you are. And no, I'm not gonna hurt you. Well, I'm not going to try to hurt you. As bad as your wounds are, and with as much care as you still need, I'm sure you're gonna hurt a bit more from the antiseptics I might still have to apply. But I think you know what I mean. And if you keep jumping around like you have been, you're gonna hurt yourself. But that's not on me now, is it? You're right, you can't. You can't really trust me to take advantage of the situation, can you? You're afraid that I'm gonna do something terrible to you while you're incapable of defending yourself. And I understand why you think that way. Our factions have been at war now for some time. And here I have you all alone, wounded, with no way of stopping me from doing whatever I want. So, let me do what I can to set your mind at ease. Now, if I wanted to kill you, I already would have. I not only have the ability to kill you now, but I could have more easily killed you in your sleep. Or easier yet, I could have just walked away like your friends did after you were attacked. But I chose not to end your life then, as I'm choosing not to do it now. Does that help your mind at ease, that I'm not here to hurt you? That's what I said. Your friends just walked away from you while you were unconscious and bleeding on the sidewalk. Two of them, specifically. Look, you can believe what you want, but I watched the whole thing. You were jumped by three men who beat you senseless. You were stabbed right there where I placed a bandage on your side. And you were unconscious. They kicked you one more time here. It didn't cause any external bleeding, but I'd been keeping an eye on it in case it created any internal bleeding. They took everything you had and ran. Truth is, I was gonna walk away and leave you there. And then I saw one of your own walk by. I watched him as he noticed you lying on the ground unconscious. He had a big bushy beard and was wearing bright yellow shoes. That's right. He was wearing a New York Yankees ball cap. When he saw your body, he looked around, frightened, like he might be next, and ran off. It's true. And just a few seconds later, from another direction, a large woman would have her head shaved. Another half pink spotted you. Oh yeah, her arms were covered in tattoos. I couldn't see all of them from shadows where I was standing, but I definitely saw a pink rose. After she spotted you, she looked around trying to spot anybody else. When she didn't see anyone, she crossed the street and disappeared down the alley. Like I said, you can believe what you want. It won't affect me even if you say I'm lying about the whole thing. I watched you for a minute afterwards, broken and bleeding on the ground. A storm was rolling in on the horizon. The same one that's coming down now. And I decided to pick you up and bring you here. I patched you up as best as I could. As bad as you were, I considered bringing you to a hospital. But I knew you wouldn't want that if I could help. When you appeared to be stable, I waited here to protect you. This house has been abandoned for a while. I come here now and then just to be alone. Don't worry. It looks like it's about to fall apart, but it won't come crashing down on your head. That is the question, isn't it? Why did I decide to help you out? Truth be told, I'm not certain. I've been asking myself that question since bringing you here. Yeah, I know. I'm the last person you have ever expected to help you out. Believe me, I'd be thinking the same thing if I were in your shoes. Or shall we say, ideologies don't exactly mesh. I'm very aware of your thoughts on me and my client. And I know that you're aware of what I think about you. And yet, here I am. Have you ever heard the term, a good Samaritan? That's right. It means somebody who helps out. A good or charitable person. Do you know where it comes from? Do you know why we call a person that helps somebody in need a Samaritan? Well, I do. It's from the Bible. No, the Bible that gives sports scores and contains the complete adventures of Skippy, the Wonder Horse. Yes, that Bible. I've had a lot going through my mind lately. A lot's happened to me that's made me question some things. Let's just say that recently, I was kind of where you are now. The guy that helped me shared some things with me. That was one of them. Just like I'm sharing with you now. And then, he just left. He saved my life, and then just disappeared. I have no idea where he is now. But when I saw you get attacked, and then two of your own buddies walk away from you like that, it's like I got it, you know? Maybe all of this fighting and hatred. Maybe it's all just stupid. No, I don't know what I'm gonna do now. I just know that, for whatever reason, call it my own heart. Call it an awakening. Hell, call it a voice of God if you want. I don't care. I just know that I don't want to hurt you anymore. Sure, why not? Wandering the roads, looking for people to help, sounds kind of adventurous. Maybe that is what I'll do. I'll be the next reacher. But most likely, I'll just find a place where nobody knows me and start over. No, I won't leave you alone until you're okay. Thank you. That really means a lot. If I do ever see you again, I'll take you up on that. Well, I've gotta admit, when I woke up this morning, sitting here with you, like this, just talking with each other, instead of shooting at each other, was not something I'd expected. Yeah, me too. For now, just rest. You've still got some recovering to do. Like I said, I'll change your bandages in about an hour. Then I'll go find us something to eat after the rain lets up. Go ahead and rest. Listen to the rain and fall asleep. I'll be here to watch over you.